Okay, Phil's favourite part of the service. Rob and I are going to tell you something, hopefully, and there's a bit of audience participation in this, so I cue you at certain points. Today, as you know, is all about joy, and Rob has already told you about that, the drama's already shown that, the video's already told you about that, and there are lots of things that bring us joy, like Rob?
Wine. Wine.
That was the mum.
Yeah. Wine.
And?
Perfume.
Not sure that entirely counts as perfume. And?
Children.
Yes, kids bring children. Us joy. Do you know that you bring your mum and dad joy every moment of every single day? And?
Christmas cards.
Oh, yes, Christmas cards. Such as a joy Christmas card and a joy Christmas card and even a joy Christmas card. Hooray! And as we saw on the video, the things that bring us the greatest joy are the fact that God has given to us the gift of Jesus Christ. And in promising, the promises of the Bible tell us that our future is safe and sure with God. But Rob, sometimes we don't have much joy. This is your moment, Rob.
Oh, what?
Off you go. This is your moment. Go on, do your bit.
Oh yeah, just give me a sec. I'll be back shortly. I'm just going to take my notes.
So as I was saying, sometimes we don't have much joy. We aren't very happy, and it's almost as if someone has come along and robbed us of our joy. One of the things that can rob us and steal our joy is fear, when we're afraid. You know, years ago, I was talking to a bunch of people, not unlike you, with little ones and big ones, and I got the little ones to tell the big ones what they're afraid of, and then I got the big ones to tell the little ones what they're afraid of. And the little ones said all the things like a big barking dog, going to new places with new people, sometimes a bit fearful of the dark. And then when the adults told them what they were afraid of, this little boy, his name was Tyler, he was about 6 years old at the time, and Tyler said, "Really? You're afraid of not having any money? That's really silly." So sometimes fear can steal our joy. A second thing which can take away our joy is getting upset by someone and staying upset by someone. Has anyone ever upset you? Who's the person, just think, you'd have to shout out this answer, this one. Who's the person you think in your life who has most upset you? And this, here's this question. Are you still upset with that person? Are you still upset with them? Off you go, Winnie. Are you still upset with them? We have lots of different feelings that we feel as people. And, you know, the most useless feeling you can possibly have is being upset and staying upset. It doesn't help at all. So, sometimes getting upset with someone and staying upset with someone robs us of our joy. And there is one more thing that can rob us of our joy, joy from our hearts. It's when we don't know what to do, when we're confused, when we're lost, when we're a bit uncertain, when we can't decide and don't know which way to go or what to do, we lose our joy. Have you ever been lost? How did you feel when you were lost? Mums and dads who lose you, They don't feel much joy when they lose you. In fact, they feel worried sick. And so, when we're confused, when we're lost, when we're uncertain, it means that we are robbed of our joy and it's taken away from us. So there it is. Our joy has been robbed. It's been taken away in more ways than one. But I wonder if we can get our joy back again. Let's see if we can get our joy back again. Firstly, what was it? Being robbed of joy because of fear, being afraid. In the Christmas story, there is someone who was afraid. Her name was Mary. An angel had appeared to Mary, and because she was so afraid, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid," whatever voice the angel spoke in, "do not be afraid." And she was told she was going to have a baby, even though that seemed to be impossible. And she was even told that the baby was going to save the world, which sounded incredible. But what did Mary do? Mary did all the right things. She listened to the angel and God's message. She obeyed the angel and God's message. And Mary said, "Here am I, your servant. I will do whatever you tell me." She trusted God. So Mary, you did a great job. You listened, you obeyed, you trusted. So if we do that, listen, obey and trust, we get our joy back. And this is the audience participation bit. So can you repeat nice and loud after me? Hey, robber Rob, give us our joy back. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Hey, robber Rob, give us our joy back. Bit louder then. Let's try again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hey, robber Rob, give us our joy back. Aha, it seems to be working. Secondly, I said that we can be robbed of our joy when we get confused and uncertain and lost. Oh, sorry, now it's the third one, isn't it? We can be upset. We can lose our joy when we're upset by somebody and we stay upset. In the Christmas story, there's someone who could have been really upset and stayed upset. And his name was Joseph, Jesse the Joseph. In the Christmas story, the Bible tells us that Joseph was betrothed to be married. Betrothed, this weird word, which means kind of engaged to be married. And so he had Mary, he was going to marry Mary, and then Mary told him that she was going to have a baby, and Joseph could have been really hurt because they weren't yet married, and yet she was going to have a baby, and Joseph must have thought, how on earth could that have happened? I'm not the dad, we're not even married yet. And can you imagine how hurt Joseph must have been? So this was going to be a real test of the kind of man that Joseph was. Would he be so upset by that news that he'd walk off and have nothing to do with Mary or the baby anymore, leave them alone? Or would he do something different? Would he not get upset, not storm out, and listen to God in a dream who tells him that it's all going to be okay because the baby is a gift from God? So Joseph thinks, okay, I will trust, I will marry Mary, and I will be a dad to this baby. So when Joseph chooses not to be hurt and stay hurt, but to love and do the right thing, that brings the joy back. We need to say our thing to robber Rob to get our joy back. So it's, hey, robber Rob, give us our joy back. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Hey, robber Rob, give us our joy back. And there was one more thing. that could take our joy away. And that is when we are uncertain and lost and confused. In the Christmas story, there are some people who are uncertain, lost and confused, and they are called the wise men. The wise men were confused about where the king was to be found. They travelled from the east, that's probably India or Pakistan or Afghanistan, somewhere in the east, and they arrive in Jerusalem and they ask King Herod, where is the child who has been born king? Where will we find him? For we had seen his star rising in the east and have come to worship him. So they're looking for the baby, but they don't know where to find him. So what do? They simply follow the light. They follow God's light. The Christmas story says the star appeared, that same star that it'd seen in the east. It led them until it hovered over the place where the child lay. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They'd arrived at the right time. So when they were confused and lost and uncertain, what do? They chose to follow God's light. So if we ever get confused, lost, uncertain, we should always seek God's light, and we will find him, and our joy will return. Which gives us one more opportunity to say our "Hey, Robber Rob, give us our joy back" line. Let's see if he can appear from somewhere. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Hey, Robber Rob, give us our joy back. Here he appears. What dramatic wonder that was, Rob. Thank you.
What? Nope. Ah, we need wine.
Wine brings joy. So our message about joy, this nativity service, is that there are things that can rob and steal our joy. It can be fear. It can be upset. It can be confusion. But if we listen, obey and trust, if we look and do the right thing and choose to do good things in our lives, and if we follow the light of God, then our joy will always return. Let's pray, shall we? So, Lord, we know that there are lots of things perhaps which are there to try and rob us of our joy. But, Lord, I hope we've seen that in the Christmas story, that in the example of Mary and her trust in you, in the example of Joseph and his choosing to live and do the right thing, and in the example of the wise men who follow your light, that then joy will not be robbed of us, but we will always, always keep hold of it. Amen.